Pagani Design PD-1679M, an updated homage to the Amiga Seamaster Planet Ocean. A beautifully tough-looking, solid 316L stainless steel case. Dimensions are 43.5mm wide, length is 49.5mm, and the thickness is 15.5mm to the center of the domed sapphire crystal. A 120-click unidirectional rotating ceramic bezel. The action is excellent, one of the best I've experienced from a Pagani Design watch. And the grip from the coin edge bezel is superb, and the amount of resistance is a pleasure to use. There is no bounce, just a tiny amount of back play, and everything lines up absolutely perfectly. You get a nice open display screw down case back with mineral glass showing off the Seiko NH35A automatic movement. The case back is nicely finished with a high quality engraving of the Pagani Design name, water resistance rating of 100 meters, and stainless steel. A really nice 8mm screw down crown with a nicely done orange ring detailing. The crown is signed with an engraved Pagani Design logo. Unscrewing the crown has a nice pop. Hand winding is smooth and the threading is also really good. Of course, with the Seiko NH35A, you get hacking of the seconds hand for accurate time setting and a quick set date feature. All the great features that we love about the reliable Japanese Seiko NH35 automatic movement. It's so aesthetically pleasing to see the data at the 6 o'clock position on the dial, rather than the 3 o'clock position as with the original Planet Ocean watch. There is a simulated helium escape valve at the 10 o'clock position to match the original watch. It does unscrew and it's nicely finished with an embossed Pagani Design logo. There is such beautiful depth to the applied indices and hour markers on the dial at the 3, 9 and 12 o'clock positions. Crisp white printing on this beautifully laid out black dial, an excellent contrast between the metal arrow hands, orange seconds hands, making this watch a pleasure to read the time at a glance. Japan movement white text on the dial refers to the Seiko automatic movement, white text of automatic movement, and water resistance 100 meters in orange that matches all the orange details on this beautiful watch. The lume is also really good, with a high level of brightness and longevity, with everything in matching green. There's even a lumed arrow on this lovely orange seconds hand and a nice lume pip at the 12 o'clock on this beautiful ceramic bezel. The case finishing is done to a high standard, lovely brushing on the sides, beautiful bezel transitions and a nice mix of brushing and mirror polishing. And I'm so glad the lug width is 20mm, as often on 43mm watches, it's 22mm lug width. Everything about this case shape and design is very beautiful to me. The supplied strap was this rubber and nylon strap, with a lovely mix of black and orange to match the watch. It's a really nice strap with a beautiful chrome double push buttons signed with a printed Pagani Design logo. I removed the strap and fitted it to my favorite Q&Q Everyday Beta watch. I wanted more of a 007 look with this Pagani Design watch, as the original Omega Seamaster Planet Ocean is the watch worn by Daniel Craig as James Bond in the opening scenes of Skyfall, filmed in Istanbul, Turkey. I'm a huge Bond fan and I was lucky enough to be in Istanbul recently and went on a bit of a James Bond hunt, finding some of the places that were in the opening scenes of Skyfall, which included a scene in front of the Deutsche Orient Bank and the Grand Bazaar. I also visited the very beautiful Hagia Sophia and Zincirlik Han, both featured in From Russia with Love, starring Sean Connery as James Bond. I also visited the area of Maiden's Tower, featured in The World Is Not Enough. It was a lot of fun finding these locations, and I'd highly recommend it for all James Bond fans. Now let's talk about the size and weight of this watch, as I know some of you might be put off by the 43.5mm width. My wrist size is a little over 7 inches and I find this watch size of 43.5mm wide by 49.5mm in length absolutely perfect for me. Due to the relatively short length of the watch, it really wears more like a 42mm. So don't let the 43.5mm width put you off, as this really is a fantastic watch for the price, which I'll cover at the end of this video. I really love the way it looks on this NATO, and it's a super comfortable and lightweight watch for its size. The total weight is just 100 grams, including this quality NATO strap. The watch itself with no strap weighs just 86 grams. I think this watch will be a bit of a strap monster too, and I will share how it looks on many strap options in future videos and also on my Instagram. The only negative about this watch is the lack of an anti-reflective coating to this domed sapphire crystal, but I love this watch enough to pay for a crystal replacement with a good level of anti-reflective properties that will really bring out the beauty of this very cool dial. And I'll share pictures on my Instagram once I've completed this modification. And in case you might like to give this watch to someone as a gift, it arrives in a wonderful box, and that's quite surprising in its level of finishing and quality, with a lovely soft texture to the outside in a nice padding, and also on the inside, lovely velvety finish, really nicely done, and some compartments for the paperwork as well. Quite exceptional for the price of this watch. Overall, I really love this Planet Ocean homage from Pagani Design, and I can highly recommend it. The price, I paid just $137 for this watch from the official Pagani Design online store. Not only do you get a very cool looking watch made from 316L stainless steel, you also get in the world's most popular automatic movement from Seiko with a 41-hour power reserve. You get a sapphire crystal, a 120-click unidirectional rotating ceramic bezel, 100 meters water resistance, an open display mineral glass case back. I think this watch offers exceptional value for money and is absolutely gorgeous in its design and looks. I'll leave a link in the description to where I bought this very cool and very beautiful watch from at the lowest price if you want to check it out. So let me know what you think in the comments. I love talking watches and I will always reply. Thanks for watching today. Have a great day and I'll catch you on the next episode of Cool Watch Reviews. Bye for now.